be silly. I'm seeing you off at the gate. I know I don't have to. I want to. Believe it or not, I do quite like you sometimes. I'll hold my hand and stop making me be sarcastic. I don't want the last words I say to you to be sassy. I know they're not the last words ever, but they are the last words for a while, so... And while we have the chance, I would like to be sappy and sincere, please. Yeah? Good, come here. That was because I wanted to. Because I won't be able to do it for a while. It's just a while. I wish it felt that way. I know, it's not as long as last time, I know, I'm gonna say the thing that you shouldn't say. I wish you weren't going. And I'm sorry, because I know it's selfish. I don't want you to feel guilty. And you don't have anything to feel guilty about. I knew this was the deal. I knew when we got together, this is how it would be. Oh, I wish it got easier. Oh, no. Think of all the positives. I'll get the bed all to myself. I can binge watch shows. I know my snacks are safe from you. But still. No, I'm fine. We're fine. Everyone is good and fine. The time is gonna fly by and then we can get back to hibernating in our bed. Doing nothing with you is my favorite thing to do. Ever. Ever. I can't help it. I was born to be horizontal in the sheets. I'm not in a sexy way. More in the snuggling and cuddling and making it impossible for you to get away from me, way. Well, that's a bonus. We won't be harassed in your sleep for a while. Oh, thank you for liking my harassment. Hugs, please. Immediately and always. I know this is the most painfully obvious thing in the world to say to you right now, but I still need to say it, so please be safe. I know, but I need you to be safe. And it is a need. And I know you're not stupid, but please try to remember that you do not exist in a vacuum and you have people back here who rely on you being alive and okay. Very much so. I'm not being thoughtful at all, I'm being selfish. I'm embracing it. Because I need you alive and well and back with me. You understand? No serious injuries, no going above and beyond, no not coming back. Are we clear? And can I just remind you that despite the drilling and the serious tone, I am very proud of you. Always. I know this isn't the path I choose for you, but I do know why you do it. And I know that it's part of why I love you. it's actually a privilege to love them. Part of loving someone is being scared that something could happen to them. Well, I'd rather love you and worry than not have you at all. I'd be worrying if you worked in construction or drove cars. Anything can happen whenever, wherever. Hence why we hug and kiss and seize all that we can. You don't have to be sorry. Well, I'm not. I'm happy. And I love you. And we are gonna be fine. Besides, I already know that you're coming back safe. I might have put a cheeky spell on you. Well, love is a kind of spell. Of course it is. I cloak you in my love and nothing can touch you. Also, I'm telling myself. There's something to this. Even if it's just a placebo effect. Everybody yaps on about, oh, it's just a placebo effect. And it's like, yeah, and placebos work. Just because it's a placebo doesn't mean it won't help. So, have my love and its placebo effect and be safe. Good. Squeeze me harder, please. I love you. I really, really love you. And I'm gonna miss you. I didn't want to bombard you with words, but I'm struggling to stop talking now. I'm sorry. But I really do love you. I want you to go and do your thing and then come back and be safe with me. Please do that. Please. I'm hoping if I add please to everything, it'll help with the placebo. You are gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine. We're gonna call and FaceTime, even though I hate FaceTiming because I can't concentrate on anything but my stupid face, but I know you like it. And we're gonna email, and if you go somewhere I can't reach you, we can just think about each other. Well, we've done it before. We can do it again. Of course we can. My prayers by now. Don't go until the last minute, okay? I want to remember what your hugs feel like. I don't know if that's really sappy, but I really don't care. I want to remember your arms and your chest. You smell. Well, if I'm gonna go without them for a while, I want them burned onto my brain. You smell. Shower gel. Deodorant. Do you wanna hear something creepy? Sometimes I use your shower gel and deodorant and pretend that you're in bed with me. Because I'm a little bit creepy. But in a loving way. Thank you. I appreciate you giving me permission to be creepy. It is much appreciated in these trying times. Well, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. And if sometimes I need to wash in your shower gel and wear your deodorant to bed, well, that's what I'm gonna do. Needs must. You're enjoying me being creepy, aren't you? Well, it's better than being grossed out. A bit hokey pokey, but I mean it. When you love someone, you think about them, you remember them, you cherish them. And that's how we stay together. Even when we're not. And you're gonna go and be fine. And then you're gonna come back and be fine. And if anything happens, then we'll deal with it. We have before and we will again. Don't let go yet. I know it's getting closer, but it's not dying yet. A few more minutes. I love you. I love you. I love you. I know you do. I know you'll miss me. In our bed and cups of tea and toast. But it won't be for long. And with how busy you'll be, I know it'll go really fast. But remember, it's okay to have fun too. I know you. I know you feel guilty, but you don't need to. This doesn't need to be a punishment. It's your job. I understand, but whenever you're relaxing or hanging out with friends, just know I don't want you to be miserable. I want you to do your job, have fun, and come back home. Because I'm sappy and I love you and I want you to be okay. And that includes not being miserable every second of the day. It's not a comfort to me thinking you'll be alone and sad. Do you understand? So be with your friends and drink and eat and talk. No being sad in the corner on your own. You hear me? I know I'm bossy when I'm worried. I told you, it's a privilege to care and worry. I love you. You. Before I forget, share those cookies. Because that's what you do with your baked goods. You can keep some for yourself and make sure not to hoard. I'm sure they'll share what they have with you. You only say that because they're mine, they're not even that good. What do you mean I know? Rude. Also very sweet. They're only butter cookies. We can make more when you come back. Even more reason to be safe and have fun and come back. It's time. You're fine. I'm fine. I love you. You love me. We're gonna be okay. Big squeeze, please. I love you. In case you were wondering. Well, don't wonder. No. You're gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine. I love you. And I will see you soon. I love you. Be safe. I'm gonna go cry in the car now. No, I'm okay. That's how I process. Don't worry. Or do. I can't tell you what to do. I love you. Bye.